the Music That Matters podcast. I'm John Richards, host of The Morning Show, and that was Tori Buckle, a song called Rooms from the debut album on local label, by local I mean Seattle, Hush Hush label, led by our own DJ Alex. From this California-based producer, like what I've heard so far, Rooms was the name of the track. Love Italian artist Porcelain Raft, Big Sur, the name of the track. And you also heard new music from Han Habits that got things started, got a mellow start to today's podcast. Sun Beholds Me, the name of the track. Meg Duffy spent the last few years playing backup with the likes of Kevin Morby and Mega Bog, great guitar player, and now working on her own album in Los Angeles, and put it together in her apartment with a bunch of roommates running around while she recorded. And, you know, it's stuff like that. Technology only helps, I think, get this music out to people like us who want to get it out to you now. Thank you for signing up for the podcast and the Music That Matters deal that we do here each and every week. We have the Song of the Day podcast and much more for you at kexp.org. So check it out and make sure you support KXP to make sure these podcasts keep happening. All right, back to it. You're listening to C. Duncan. This is called Nothing More, an artist out of Scotland, and a great record here on the Music That Matters podcast, brought to you by KEXP.
So far.
All right, that was the first new Slow Dive song in 22 years, a song we played first on the morning show and playing that every day. Man, that was the only song they ever put out in their lifetimes. That's a great song, but let alone waiting 22 years to hear from Slow Dive. Good stuff. Also got this new one from Western Haunts. Cool stuff. Seattle band Western Haunts. It was produced by Eric Blood, formerly of Seattle. He moved down to L.A., I do believe, but a super talented guy. It seems like every other thing we're playing, Eric Blood had a hand in. So a good new record from Western Haunts. Check that one out. And again, you heard Glasgow artist C. Duncan with Nothing More. All right, speaking of local and Seattle, as I just mentioned, Rudy Willingham is the song he got us not too long ago, and we debuted it on the morning show. It's called Why, and it says he's going to self-release an album. He says you can catch him throwing concerts at roller rinks, cruise boats, pools, rooftops, and laser tag arenas around Seattle. Love it.
Take it.
That was a whole set of music we're loving on the morning show, including that one from Diet Sig. That was called Tummy Ache. After 2 years of relentless touring, New York City duo got together and put out this album. They're putting it out anyway on April 7th. And Tummy Ache is all about, unpacking the feeling of approaching punk with radical softness and the struggle when it's not always read as powerful or cool or whatever enough. I kind of like that. It also said, it's a shout into my pillow when I'm saying isn't being heard. And a big old I feel ya to all the femme folks creating space for themselves in a world that wants to keep us quiet. Good song. Good message. Virginia Wing right before Diet Sig, South London duo with ESP Offline. And you also heard out of Seattle, Rudy Willingham with Why. All right. Morning show podcast, Music Matters podcast continues with a new one from this Vancouver trio. And they're the first non-New Zealand band ever to sign to Flying Nun. Of course, they're out of Canada, though. Love that. And this is called Tour from the Courtneys here on the Music Matters podcast.
We're gonna make it.
right, a whole set of artists from all over the place. Swedish indie pop quartet Hater with Mental Heaven in a new album on March 10th. You heard John Wesley Coleman with Shovel. He's out of Austin, Texas. Very cool record as well. And he says about this song, "We all try to crawl out of the shit this weird world brings." Pretty much sums up a shovel right there. Yeah, in a song. Anyway, Hiccup right before that, and that was called Teasin'. And Hiccup is a three-piece band from Brooklyn. And the Courtney's Got Things Started, again, the first non-New Zealand band ever to sign to the great, great Flying Nun record label. That's one of those labels back in the day, and even now, you saw them on a record, you saw them on whatever, and you just bought that, and you kind of knew what you were getting, which is very cool. When a label can pull that sound off. So shout outs to them. All right, I got a little left in me here from the Olympians. This is called Sirens of Jupiter, and it's from a New York band. Really like this release and a good one to say goodbye to you from. And I'd like to thank you for listening to the Music That Matters podcast, supporting listener-powered KEXP, and always tuning into the morning show, again, at KEXP.org, or if you're in Seattle, 90.3 FM every morning. Have a great day.